Hard Drive DL is brought to you by Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancels anytime.
You're listening to Hard Drive DL, available at harddriveradio.com or download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app.
Greetings and welcome to Hard Drive DL, the Hard Drive Radio podcast. My name is Paulie Walnut. So glad you've decided to join us for this awesome episode where I got to speak with one of my musical heroes, the legendary Rob Halford of Judas Priest. They have a brand new album coming out Friday, March 9th. It's called Firepower. So I got on the line with him, got to ask him about making the album and check it out.
Hey, Paul. What's up, buddy? Good to speak with you. Hey,
good to speak with you too, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to call us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Studying the gospel of the priest.
Yeah, man. I mean, you guys, I don't think you have any trouble doing that. After the legacy that your band has, I feel like everyone should be lined up ready for this one.
It's another extraordinary opportunity for Priest as we move on through the decades of metal to show everybody that we still have this incredible passion and love and power in the band for making new metal music. And I think that the vibes coming out the speakers or your earbuds or whatever, you can sense that, you know. It's a real strong display of a relevant heavy metal band in 2018.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. I had an opportunity to listen to the full album a few weeks ago over at the Sony offices, and I gotta say, it's undeniably a Judas Priest record.
Yeah, you know, we've worked hard to kind of maintain this this element of tradition and this element of this kind of refined sound that Priest has worked hard at maintaining through all of this time that we've had in heavy metal music. It's that wonderful chemistry and balance that you find in your band when you get musicians that have the like-minded attitude and sensibilities of making music together. Something kind of manifests from that, you know. So it's that dynamic of the way that Scott makes his drum sound and Ian's thundering bass matched up with the way Richie's guitar attack is working alongside Glenn and me do my vocal work. All of these things wrapped up together are what defined Judas Priest.
Absolutely. I want to get into some of the nuts and bolts of making this record, and I want to start with talking about working with producer Tom Allam again.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, working with him after so many years. I mean, he has a great history with the band.
We do, and it was such a joy to be back in Tom's company once more. Here's the deal. Tom has been with the band now since Unleashed in the East, I think, was the first time that we made a connection with Tom. And from that time until now, he's just been there working with Priest, whether it's been in the foreground, as he has been doing recently with Firepower, or, like, for example, he did all the mixing work on the Wacken show, the Wacken DVD, which was just a wonderful experience for everybody. He has got this unique sensibility of Priest in the sonic sense. He knows everything about the band as far as getting all the classic components out of us and putting down in studio. So Tom is just he's just been with us for so long. He's the best at what he does in that world. And then you match him alongside this other great talent, Andy Sneap, who's more, I won't say relevant or new school. I've been referencing the old school, new school mix. That might have some truth. It's just trying to explain the different ways that Tom and Andy work together in their production techniques. So you get a guy like Andy working with a guy like Tom, and you've got the best of both worlds, really. And it was an extraordinary setup on a day-to-day basis with the guys side by side, and of course with Mike Exeter. Mike Exeter is an important man in the whole production sense as well. So yeah, we didn't really know if this was going to work, this combination. But we have this thing in Priest about, you know, really just going for everything, trying every possibility, every idea, because you never really know what you've got until you make an attempt. And I think that's pretty much true of life itself, really. Just get into any ideas that you want to try, and make sure that you're going to get something potentially very exciting and extraordinary out of it.
On working with Andy Sneap also, because he's, as you said, kind of a new school guy, was there anything that he brought to the table that was maybe new to you, or did you learn something from working with him?
Well, for me as a singer, yeah, because he beat his ass in me.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, what I mean by that is a good producer can sense there is something inside of that particular musician that they're working with, and some of it doesn't come easy. You know, I've been a heavy metal singer for a long time,
yeah.
And I'd be the last person to go, don't tell me what to do, I know it all, because here's Andy, I've never worked so hard in my life, Paul, on this record, as far as my vocal work, and I'm so grateful to not only Andy, but to Tom as well, but specifically to Andy, because I worked a lot with Andy in getting the performances that he knew were there. But if I'm going to have him a T-shirt made with Andy, do it again, Rob Sneap, written on it, because I did thousands and thousands of takes. And sometimes you've got to do that, you know. Just because you've been doing something for a long time doesn't mean you can't get any better. You can, no matter what you do in life, you know. If there's someone or somebody that you know, or you can bring somebody into a team that can get a better performance out of you, go for it. And that's definitely the case with what we've got from my vocals on Firepower via Andy and Tom.
I feel like you might be under a lot more pressure than usual, because I think I read that Andy's also going to be going on the road with you guys as well. Is that true?
He is going to be coming out with us, yeah. But since Glenn disclosed very bravely to the world his personal battle that he's got going on with Parkinson's,
yeah.
Andy was the go-to guy. It was Glenn's first choice, was to say to us, guys, I'm thinking maybe Andy should be stepping on stage for the tour. What do you think? And we, you know, Glenn, it's your decision. You're the guy to make the call. Andy, of course, was the most obvious chap to think about, because, you know, all of the music from Firepower, as well as every single Priest song ever made, he's a hardcore Priest fan. And so it was pretty seamless in that respect. You know, the emotions are still kind of raw on this whole issue, Paul, for all of us. And so the bottom line is, as Glenn said, the show must go on. Glenn's always about the band. We've got to do what's best for the band, you know? And so we're going to forge ahead with Firepower, with Andy, with us. And I think the fans are going to love him. They're going to see he's a great man on stage, great guitarmanship. If you want to check him out, go to YouTube and see what he did with Sabbath and his band called Hell. Just a phenomenal player. And Glenn, when he's ready, when he wants to on his time, when he's ready to come out and perform, he'll come and join us. So there you go. It's just that metal determination that Glenn's got for Priest to keep moving forward, and for the Firepower to go ahead and be completed.
Can you tell me, how much does a song change from when you guys originally put down a demo to when you're actually recording it for the album?
That's a good question. Sometimes there's very little change that takes place. And the reason I say that is because, again, you're using all of your wisdom and knowledge you've gained as a writing team. And so the basic components rarely do change that much. because we're constantly aware of what each song needs, but at the same time we're aware of the other song which maybe preceded it. It's just finding a balance and making sure that nothing really bumps into anything else. So for the most part, I would say that from the very early stages of song construction, they don't change that dramatically. The nuances, the production add-ons, that's when the meat gets onto the metal bones, really. That's the fun part. To be honest, it's a bit of a chore when you're making a record because you've laid out the song. You know the song inside out. And it's generally the production team that has a lot of fun at making suggestions for embellishments, particularly in my work as well, you know, deciding on what harmony pieces to use and how various of the vocal components can be laid out to add strength to the song. A lot of that comes from the band, but mostly it's production. So, from the get-go, they're pretty much solid in place. From my point of view, if you ask Richie, he'd probably go, everything you just said there, Rob, was rubbish. But from my experience, that's the way we work it with Priest.
Richie Faulkner is kind of the new guy in the band, and this is the second album that he's gotten to write with you guys on now. Tell me a little bit about how he's kind of like, has he grown as a writer? Has he grown into his position in the band?
It's been fantastic watching Richie get so immersed and in the groove of the Priest world, as we call it. He was literally thrown in at the deep end at the start of the Epitaph tour. Mm. A quick funny story about Richie, you know, making the final connection to us. We discovered Richie through the various search mechanisms of looking for musicians. And Glenn and I were watching and listening to some things that we found, and we go, man, this guy's just, he's got it, you know, we've got to meet the guy. So we sent him a bunch of emails, we found his email address, and he kept deleting them. He thought it was a joke. He thought it was his friends, like, messing around with him. He kept deleting him and deleting him. Eventually, we found a number for him, and the management called him. And they said, what's your phone? And I said, yeah, this is Priest Management. We've been sending you emails. And he goes, oh, man, I thought it was a joke. I've been deleting them all. So that was a strange beginning. But he came up to the studio in the Midlands, and Glenn and I met him for the first time. And it was just an instant click, you know. It's just the way it is in life when you meet somebody and it works right from the get-go. Even before you play a note, you know, there's a connection. Mm-hmm. Just talking to him and listening to him say how the great things he felt about Priest, but about being a guitar player and performing and writing and so forth. So Richie joined us for the Epitaph tour, massive worldwide tour. And it was phenomenal. The first show we played was in Holland, I think it was. It was a fairly small venue, just to kick the tires and everything, maybe a couple of thousand people and change. The next night we headlined a Sweden Rock, and that was, 60,000 people. And to watch him go from one stage to the other, it was two massive dimensions. That did it for me. I go, this guy can do anything, you know. So at the end of that, of course, He was embedded in the band. He was in the band. He wasn't a hired gun. Richie, you're in Judas Priest. So the first set of writing experiences for Redeemer of Souls were very strong and very solid. But Richie even now said he felt like he was holding back. He didn't want to, in his mind, kind of intrude. And we've only found this out recently, and that just shows you, you know, the kind of British gentleman side of things. He was so thrilled to be in Judas Priest. He's really blossomed now to the point where his contributions to the writing in Firepower, they can't be overstated enough. You know, something phenomenal happened this time in terms of what a writing team can create. And you know, it's kind of, as I say, firing on all cylinders. And so yeah, Richie's done phenomenal work for Priest, and you know, he's the man for the great guitarmanship that he does alongside Glenn.
I think the part I'm looking forward to most for this upcoming tour is watching Richie and Andy up on stage, because I feel like they're really good stand-ins for fans. You know, like, these are guys who are fans of the band and like fans of Judas Priest, and you know, through skill and a little bit of luck, they're up on stage playing with their musical heroes. And I feel like there's a little bit of all of us in those two right there.
You know, you're absolutely right, Paul. There's been tremendous love and support since Glenn so bravely made, you know, the world aware that he's been living with Parkinson's for over 10 years. And, yeah, I mean, when you look at a band on stage, you can feel that it's real. You know, you can sense that what's happening up there is just a very, very strong, powerful, committed performance. And that's exactly what is going to happen with Priest on the Firepower Tour. I can't wait. I just think the dynamic between, you know, Glenn's choice of Andy matched up against Richie, we're going to see and hear some extraordinary things, that's for sure.
Just wanted to get a quick anecdote on the single Lightning Strike.
Okay. Well, here we are balancing that world in Priest between fantasy and reality. There's a lot of stuff going down in the world today, and Priest has never been one of these kind of soapbox thumping bands that you know, send out these statements. But I think it's relevant. I think we're using the elements of Lightning Strike to talk about you know, a man on a wire and you know, ready for lightning to strike, and I may be broken and bruised, but you carry on, you battle forth through all the divisiveness, through all of the bitterness that surrounds you in some areas. You're able to punch through that, and you're able to strike forward and survive, and lightning will strike to get you there.
Excellent. All right, Rob Halford, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate the time you gave me today.
Thank you, Paul. All the best, buddy.
Right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much to Rob Halford of Judas Priest. It was such an amazing experience to be able to chat with him, even for a short while. I had probably 3 pages worth of questions that I wanted to ask him that, unfortunately, we just didn't have the time for. But I guess we'll just have to get him back for a future episode, right? Anyway, new album, Firepower by Judas Priest, is out Friday, March 9th. Go get it.
More episodes of Hard Drive DL at harddriveradio.com. Download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app and keep listening.